They don't.
All natural things on Earth and how they interact is biodiversity. From the microscopic to the mighty. From the smallest body of water to the coldest. From underground to the highest ground. When biodiversity is rich, we can count on the natural world to produce the oxygen we breathe, filter and purify the water we drink, and grow the plants we rely on for food and medicine. Due to human activities, biodiversity is being lost faster than nature can replenish it. So let's do what we can to help preserve biodiversity. Create natural spaces and plant native species. Take part in a wildlife survey. Get out and experience Canada's amazing variety of wildlife. And that's just a start. To learn more about biodiversity and how you can help protect it, visit hww.ca.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, 25 years in your ears, Winnipeg.
Where we're going, we will need eyes to see.
You have entered Informus Obscura.
Gateway to another dimension. A dimension of pure chaos. Pure evil.
Welcome once again, everyone, to Informus Obscurum for Metal Mondays on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. I'm your host, a voice in the abyss, and I will guide you through the darkness. So, we've got a great year ahead of us, hopefully. Well, a great year of something. Well, that remains to be seen. For me, for maybe many of you out there, the year starts slow. Don't know where we're going. Maybe it starts out kind of sludgy, kind of like this weather we've been having. I've got something sludgy for you. Got a couple tracks from this band called The Grasshopper Lies Heavy, and then we'll go into a top 10 tracks for the last year, 2025. So this band, The Grasshopper Lies Heavy, very much in the same vein or realm as Chatpile. I'm going to look it up while we're listening to it, but I'm guessing they're from the Midwest somewhere. The Rust Belt, if you will. Anyways, as you can tell, I'm having some difficulty with words, so I'm going to start off with the first track called Lyrics Are Hard. We'll be right back. that was The Grasshopper Lies Heavy from their newer album. I think that came out back in November, October, from their album Heavy, all caps. The aesthetic, very grimy, dark, chunky. It's got a really kind of unnerving music video for that Lyrics Are Hard, that first track. Just a guy just looking creepily at the camera in VHS style, almost like a found footage kind of style of doing things. So I found out that this band is not from the Midwest. They're from San Antonio, Texas. They've been around since 2006, but I've never heard of them until recently. They must have started when they were pretty young, because the photos of these guys, they don't really look all that old. So very chunky, very groovy. I really dug this album, and I think I'll even look into some of their back catalog, as I think I heard some other good tracks when I was browsing about through them. So you can like these chunky kind of riffs. They really fit in that similar vein as High on Fire and Converge, early Mastodon, that sludgy post-rock kind of vibe. Like I said, Chad Pyle, that's the same kind of vibe that's going on there. Alright, so, moving on. So, as everyone in the music listening world does, or most people do, we're going to do a recap. The top 10 albums. I'll just be playing one track from each of my top 10 metal albums, and then a little treat from some non-metal albums. So we're going to start off with a set from BYO Noise Generator, or Bio Noise Generator, Air Culture, and Corpsing. By the way, before I get into this, I realize I didn't mention the second track from that Grasshopper Lies Heavy was Maze, if you're curious. But anyways, moving on. So we're going to start off with BYO Noise Generator, that I think band from Russia that adds jazz grindcore, jazz grind, something like that. I don't know, you'll see. It's a lot of fun. Then we got Flea from Agriculture, The Spiritual Sound, which is probably maybe my number 3 album for this year. And then Soul Paralysis by Corpsing. Let's check them out. We'll be right back. listening to Informus Obscurum on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. So we just had our first set of my top 10 of 2025. That first track was by Bio Noise Generator, the E-flat D-sharp, I believe that one is called. Yeah. Weird stuff. That wouldn't necessarily be something that I throw in the regular mix, but it is refreshing in how chaotic and insane it is. After you listen to enough metal, sounds can get bland. It's the same old things over and over again. So just having that breath of fresh air with the jazz grind, sure, cool. And because it doesn't overstay its welcome, that album is probably like 25 minutes or something like that. It's fun. It's good. Now, on the other hand, the Agriculture album, The Spiritual Sound, is an album that I will keep coming back to. I'm pretty sure, just looking at my top 10, yeah, I think it's fair to say that's my number 3 for this year, for 2025. There's an emotional depth and a rawness, like all enrobed in that tight production, that made this one of the best ofs. And it's a great example of genre bending with a mix of black gaze and indie rock. I'm pretty sure because of this, or the broader appeal than just the metal community. I'm pretty sure tracks from this album made it onto other CKUW radio shows that are not metal oriented. Now, what happens when albums like this come out, you know, and this is also the case with stuff like Death Heaven, it's just like, you know, metalheads that say, oh, you know, this isn't true metal, oh, you're not part of the club, whatever, you know, let them do what they want to do. It's still great. Then to finish off this set, we had Soul Paralysis by Corpsing. This is a death metal outfit out of the UK. It was just an EP, and I really like this one. It's heavy rotation. The track we just heard, that features Luke LeMay of Gorguts. Probably why this track is my favorite one from the EP, and why it just crushes so hard. Phenomenal stuff. Let's see. Okay, so next, a Winnipeg metal band put out a great album. It almost makes me doubt if they're from Winnipeg. I don't know if that's right to say. Like, I've just never seen them. They haven't been, as far as I know, playing shows or in the area. I don't know. As far as I know, I think they're made up of some other local bands. Maybe they're just still prepping. Not sure, but Ubris Ios. I found these guys on Heavy Blog is Heavy, and then I looked them up on the Metal Archives, and then I just accidentally found they're from Winnipeg. And holy cow, how have I never seen this? Like, this is some cool, I don't know if cosmic death metal is right. Yeah, there's some words in there right up on Bandcamp about dimensional reverberation and all of their words are, I don't know, Latin or gobbledygook. It's all like, you know, alien undead stuff or something like that. I'm not exactly sure. Anyways, they put out this EP. What is the EP's name? Vospet. Really cool. Hoping they play a show. Hoping I can see them. Here's one track from them. This is Arate Sagat Kanopa. And we'll follow that up with, I don't know, we'll see. We'll be right back. So we just heard Rune Milk Amulet by Salamoth. That first track was Arit Sagat Kanopta by Ubris Ios, apparently a local Winnipeg band. Hopefully we'll get to see some of them soon. But yeah, this second band, Salamoth, I really like this album. It's just one guy from Texas. Apparently he's been really prolific lately, the past couple of years. I'm just looking at his recent discography. But also, so he released Mossbane Lantern, the album which this song was from, back in August. And then about a month ago, he released two separate EPs, each about, you know, 20, 30 minute length. I haven't even touched those yet, but I'm going to. Yeah, I imagine it's likely they were written during the creative process for Mossbane Lantern, but wisely, he did not try to put them all into one album or make a double album, because the double album, you know, I think Fantano put it best when he was reviewing Mastodon's Hushed and Grim. Maybe this isn't the case for all double albums, but, you know, it gets crushed under its own weight. A double album can be a lot. So it's better to just break it up, you know, and remind people that you're there. If the ideas are worth sharing, like, yeah, polish them up, separate them out. Great idea. But yeah, this Mossbane Lantern, it was really cool, really weird and technical. Proggy without getting too goofy, at least for my taste. Everyone has different taste. What is under the umbrella of prog these days is a bit too corny for me, generally speaking. Like, I'll still dip my toes into it, or if I have a friend that's into it, yeah, sure, I'll give it a shot. There's some cool stuff. And maybe, I don't know, maybe prog was always corny. Like, and maybe, though, here's another one I'll get burned at the stake for, but, like, maybe Rush, even, is a bit corny, but it's just so damn good that, like, it doesn't even matter. But I don't know. I'd have to... That's worth a longer discussion some other time. Moving on. Okay, we are going to have some... I don't know. Are these tracks a little bit more dreary? Maybe. And a bit more on the rock, post-rock. Well, I don't know. It's all over the place. We're going to start off with a band, Mesa. They're from Italy. What would you call this? Kind of a doom metal kind of thing, but with this album that had like kind of 80s instruments going on, or 80s phaser or synthy kind of things, like pedals going on with guitars. Yeah, but this album was super cool. This was called The Spin. Yeah. Well, first we'll hear the song Fire on the Roof, then we'll go to Death Heaven, and then Melvin's after that.